Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Partner Perspective Pod. I'm Chris Happ, and today we're diving in with Plaza Street Partners CEO Fraser Bell to talk about navigating the peaks and valleys of economic turbulence, how to bring value, particularly from the valleys, and exactly what small businesses can be doing right now to make sure that they hit the ground running when the pandemic dust settles. Thanks for joining us and enjoy. Hey everybody, welcome to the first episode of what we hope is a really comprehensive look into the real estate development industry. And we're going to bring it to you through the eyes of our and through the lens of our build-to-suit partners, our clients, and some of our trusted service providers. I think the theory here is that there's a lot of curiosity and uncertainty that's surrounding everybody's personal and professional lives right now. And it's really a great time for us to reach out to our industry-leading partners that are in every corner of the single-tenant real estate development market and world, and really start a conversation. Ask them about their version of State of the Union, and hear them share some great stories about the change and adaptation that's happening in their world. So really from there, with that, I think the first natural move here is to turn the camera internally. I'd like to obviously welcome our CEO and our visionary, Fraser Bell, to the conversation. Fraser, welcome.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for taking the time to join us. I think we could start here, and this is kind of the intuitive question, the logical question here is, you're a veteran of the real estate industry. You've been through peaks and valleys, right? I'm sure that you have a philosophy on how to navigate the valleys. So I'd be fascinated to hear that philosophy.
Well, at this point in my career, Chris, you're right. I've seen my fair share of these, unfortunately. I guess the first big one that I encountered was shortly after I got out of graduate school, was the savings and loan crisis in the late 80s and early 90s. And that was very real estate centric and really put the industry back on its heels for a considerable amount of time. And then we had 9/11 in the early 2001. That changed things. And then 10 years later, the Great Recession.
Yep.
So I'm tired of seeing these things, actually. I don't know if I've got the playbook. You find your way through these things. I think what's interesting is that you got to get your house in order. You got to get lean. You got to tighten things up. You got to be nimble. And then you've got to think both defensively and opportunistically at the same time.
Right.
And what I mean by that is, depending on the size of the upheaval, that's going to dictate how much change you have to make. So I'll give you an example. In the savings and loan crisis of the late 80s, that put real estate development, it killed it for 5 to 7 years,
yeah,
depending on what product type you're talking about. At the time, the Trammell Crow Company was the largest developer in the United States. And all of a sudden, with the flip of a switch, development was over, done with, and they didn't have anything to do. So in terms of assessing their situation, they had to do a complete remake. And this is what spawned Trammell Crow, the service provider, as opposed to Trammell Crow, the developer. And the offshoot of that was, or the result of that, was that Trammell Crow was really the first company that started offering what is now known today as corporate services to Fortune 500 clients.
Right.
And basically, it was an outsourced real estate department for large companies. But that, that's an extreme example, but that's a good one.
Right on. I think everybody's good. everybody's good when times are good, and this is really a defining moment, right, for how you navigate these valleys. So, yeah. So, look, I think Plaza Street Partners churns out the volume that that's really emblematic of a large, much larger company. I think we'd admit that. But by all definitions of the words, we are a small business through and through, right? What's a successful small business doing right at this minute that is that to ensure that they are hitting the ground running when sort of the dust settles here?
You know, it's a little bit about what I just talked about, in that we get defensive, but I think this is also the time that you've got to assess how your clients are going to be impacted.
Right.
And you got to look inside yourselves and say, what is my unique ability? What is our company's unique ability that we can apply to the current landscape and uniquely help our clients? And if you've got that and you can remake yourself either a little bit or a lot and bring a new value proposition to the table, then you're going to find success.
Right. Right. So next question from there specifically, how does PSP bring value at a time like this? I mean, I think that's a natural follow-up there, right? And that's just sort of spawns right off that answer.
So if you look at how your clients are impacted, you've got two things going on. You've got some of them that their pain points are, prior to this, our clients were busy keeping up with their remodel and new build obligations to their franchisors.
Right.
And that was our fastball, was helping them achieve those goals. Now, all of a sudden, their pain points are, you know, I can't pay rent, or I need to defer rent. I need to lower my rent over the long haul. You've got some folks that will take this as an opportunity to close some underperforming stores. So those are all what I call defensive measures.
Right.
There are others that will be thinking opportunistically. In down times, there's always opportunity. Back when I was in the property management and brokerage business, when times were good, accounts would never change hands because the people giving out those accounts, their attitude was, well, things are good. Why would I upset the apple cart and move things now? Right. Well, now when things change and people are looking for people that really bring something to the table, that is an opportunity for people to pick up new chunks of market share. It's also an opportunity for, we have some clients that will take this as an opportunity to try to expand their portfolio. Maybe they'll go buy some stores. If they can start picking things up at a discount, then that becomes far more attractive than building new. And if that's the way it goes, we have to figure out how we can be a part of that equation.
Right, right. So that's client-centric, opportunistic view. What is, if you zoom out a little bit, real estate industry, in your opinion right now, where's the opportunity?
Oh, boy. I think it's early to tell. You read a lot of things today about, how's this going to impact the need for office space? Are people, right. I think more people will wind up working from home. I don't know that it'll be a mass exodus. I still feel like people need to go to the office and be around others. But there are others that need to stay home for other reasons. And now they've had the opportunity to prove to their employer that it can be done.
Right.
It will for sure increase the number of people working from home.
Right.
You know, restaurants are opening at 25 to 50% of capacity. How does that change things in the future? You know, I think it's really easy to talk about big shifts right now, but the minute someone shows up with a vaccine, I think humans are going to go back to what they were doing before.
Right.
So to answer your question, I'm not sure yet. I think a lot of this still needs to unfold.
Right. I agree. Totally agree. So we'll finish up here. I've heard this term a lot. I've heard this version 2.0 conversation happen in terms of America or industry specific. Is there a Plaza Street Partners 2.0 on the backside of this? What's your take on that sort of saying or that vernacular?
There for sure is. Yeah. And we're still going to have to try to figure that out.
Yeah.
There will be a new normal. Just like there was a new normal coming out of 9/11.
Right.
And, companies that are quick and able to change will thrive. And, we always do. People do change, and some will do it quicker than others. But there, I definitely believe that coming out of the backside of this, things will be different.
Yeah. You know, there's probably a little bit of an overlap with some of our clients that, have certainly been impacted by this across the board, but the best operators and the ones that know how to take care of their people, their clients best, are going to win on the backside of this. And I don't see any reason to doubt that isn't, there isn't some overlap with us as well there.
Yeah. And, another thing is you're going to see some change in focus. And I'm talking, getting outside of us and exactly what we do, but there'll probably be a lot of manufacturing jobs that come back to the United States. So that's going to result in, more industrial development. The infrastructure, I think that eventually government will have to push that forward. That will create a number of new jobs. It will eat up people in the construction business. Eat up's not the right way, but it's going to put them to work, and that may take folks from away from our jobs. Who knows?
Right.
So there's some big shifts that can impact things on a big scale.
Excellent. Well, fascinating insight. Thank you for your time and your perspective for sure. I think I'm super excited to get this thing rolling and off the ground and start talking to our partners and clients, getting their perspective as well. And again, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Frazier.
We really hope you enjoyed that interview with Plaza Street Partners CEO, Frazier Bell. As a reminder, we're hosted across every single major podcast platform. And of course, don't forget to check us out on LinkedIn for more content, including video snippets from these interviews. Thanks for joining us on Partner Perspective.